So get help now.
Oh, hands up high. EC, Lecrae.
SOS, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? My.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stressed all day long. They won't let me rest, it's on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back's against the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. Oh, Lord, I need your help. Help. Ooh, Lord,
Lord, I need your help.
Said I do, but to tell the truth, sometimes I don't. But it ain't about my will, it's all about what you want. Your family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back's against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without you.
Help now, see, I feel left out, I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying, he got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares, I might be wrong but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause when life fights, it don't fight fair. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's low now. So I'm leaning all on these quotes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We're getting ready for the Stella Gospel Music Awards, Saturday, January the 18th at 7 p.m. at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium, hosted by the one and only Ricky Smiley and Sherry Shepherd. It's going to be a wonderful time. We're excited about our special guest who's joining us now. She's one half of Mary Mary. She's doing a solo thing now, has a great new single entitled Help. We welcome the lovely Miss Erica Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
I'm excited about you. I saw the previews of the new videos. How's it been for you, you know, on a solo tip?
Yeah, it's been really, really exciting. I'm taking time to just be me, to to find out what God has called me to do. I think a lot of times when you're in a group, it's really easy to assume that maybe your gift don't really work without the other person.
Yeah.
But I think God has called us to all to do something individually to impact the world, and I'm very proud of the work I've done with my sister. But what I'm doing now, I'm even more proud of because I don't have anybody to look to or the right or the left, whether it's singing or in an interview. It's just me, and it's really new. It's a little scary, but I'm super excited. I'm really excited about this song, Help, because that's what really a lot of people need. And, you know, God is my present help. And if I can sing a song that can direct people to him, then to God be the glory.
Erica Campbell joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, talking about the 29th Annual Stella Gospel Music Awards and a brand new single, Help, featuring Lecrae. Now, I know we're a couple of months from the CD being released, but can we get our hands on the single, Help?
You can go to iTunes right now and download the song. It is available. I'm so excited. There's a bunch of great things happening. My song was nominated for a Grammy, A Little More Jesus.
Yes.
The record comes out May 25th. The Mary Mary Show is coming February 27th. I'm just, God is doing amazing things, and I'm so excited about this new place I'm in.
It's good to see you now as a solo artist and having the
opportunity
to minister across the world. Talk a little bit about the Stellas. I know you're going to perform, but I want you to kind of take us back to that moment because they have so many new artists who have gotten nominated for the first time this year. You know, Tasha Cobbs is one, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And what was it like for you that first moment that Mary Mary got nominated and when you actually won your first Stella Award?
Ooh, I couldn't hardly take it. I had watched the show for years. I love, love, love gospel music. Such a huge fan of so many people. So I remember it was in Atlanta. They were in the municipal auditorium. I was in a big old fur coat, and it was probably too much, but I didn't care. And I was so excited. We didn't perform that year, but when I found out we won Best New Artist, me and Tina sung a bit of Thankful because you just can't help but acknowledge that God is great. And, and I was grateful for my blessings then, and I'm thankful for my bless now because God continues to do amazing things. And even if there was a lot of bad things that happened this year, but I dare not focus on the negative. I dare not give God the glory for the good that happened. And sometimes negative is a little louder than positive, but it is our job, especially as believers, to focus on the good and focus on the God in situations and move forward and really draw people to Christ. That's what it's all about.
We're excited that you're going to perform. What can we expect? What are you wearing?
I'm getting something made. Google is my stylist.
Yes.
I gave them my measurements, and they are working on a really cute outfit for me, and it's going to be real sweet. Right. I'm excited. I'm really excited about the performance.
Yeah. Erica Campbell joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Don't forget you can get a complete listing of nominees and ticket information at thestellaawards.com. Thestellaawards.com coming up this Saturday, January the 18th, 7 p.m. at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. It's going to be live on the Up Television Network. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss the performance. Erica, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about the television show and what's coming up this season.
Well, you may need seatbelts or helmets or something.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be a bumpy ride. it's a whole lot going on, you know. But I want people to know that in the end, God gets the glory.
Yeah.
Gets the glory out of all of it.
Yeah.
And you'll see what it looks like for a Christian family to go through devastation after devastation and to deal with the challenge of change, the challenge of loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we hold on to each other, and we hold on to God through all of it.
You guys are a close-knit family, and no matter what you go through, you always stick together as family first.
Absolutely.
And we love it. And, you know, one thing I love about Mary Mary, you know, you come under the microscope for so much. I know people were going at you about the outfit, but the way that you guys resolve it and keep the calm, cool, collective manner, you address it and you move on. And I think that's a valuable tool as believers that we got to learn how to do. You know, you deal with it, but you keep moving. Don't stop.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we look at things and we say, oh, the enemy did this, but sometimes God shines a light on a certain situation, and how you handle it will determine a whole lot in your life. If you totally go negative and you start fighting people and you know what I mean, you lose your salvation, well, then you handled it wrong, and maybe you're not really prepared for the other things that God would have for you, and it may almost set you back. So you have to let the Holy Spirit be the regulator in all your situations.
Amen.
And make sure you keep the right perspective and the right personality and the right comments and the right character as you walk through certain things that some would call a trial, and then others would just call life. I just call it life.
And we're walking in the abundant life, and we love it. How's the ministry going in California?
It is going well. And I'm, you know, it's kind of odd. You know, when I first married Warren, he was playing for Death Row and had signed me and Tina, so I was a little confused. And I guess, you know, we're putting out new albums and having babies and TV shows. And he said, well, God said, let's do this.
Yep.
Let's start a ministry. And I said, well, okay, yes, Lord. It's not really what I wanted, but God, if it's what you allow, I'll say yes. And we have a nice, a really great group of people who are so supportive and are there. They come to the Bible study, and God is really blessing, and I'm super excited about it. And, you know, if you want to check us out, we are the California Worship Center.
I love it. The California Worship Center. If they would like to follow you and not only follow the ministry website, Twitter page, I see you a lot of times on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. They can go to iamericacampbell.com, or they can follow my husband at Warren Campbell on Twitter or Instagram. And, yeah, keep up with us and find out what we're doing.
Erica Campbell, thank you so much for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Stella Awards, the 29th Annual Stella Gospel Music Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't forget, for more information on that, you can go to thestellaawards.com. And as always, Erica, thank you for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you. I love y'all. Please give my sis a big hug and tell her I said thank you for always being in my corner. I love her so much.
Will do. Be blessed, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.